Instant messages. Never alone. I was having a difficult time in school one year. I was shy and didn't make friends easily. One evening, I decided to go for a walk to find some relief. I found a secluded corner and spent some time pondering and praying about what I wanted. Feeling as if no one understood me, I desperately longed to have someone in my life who could see me for what I was inside, for what I could be. I wanted someone who knew all my faults, yet still loved me. I wanted someone who realized that I was, and still am, trying so hard to be better. I didn't want to feel so alone all the time. I don't know how long I was there, but I poured my heart and soul out to Heavenly Father. I cried until I didn't think I could cry anymore. Then I stood up and started walking back home. As I was walking, I looked down at my shadow. Instead of the usual one shadow, I had two. It wasn't a miracle or anything. It was just the effect of multiple street lamps. But when I saw those two shadows, the thought came into my head, "You are never alone. You'll never walk alone." I know now that this thought came from the Holy Ghost and that this experience was a blessing to comfort me. That one simple thought reminded me that things would work out and that Heavenly Father knows me perfectly. Since that day, there have been many more instances where those exact words have reminded me of what God has already told me. For example, once when I asked a priesthood holder to give me a blessing of comfort after the death of a friend, without knowing about my previous experience, he told me in the blessing, "You are never alone." The exact same words. It was such a sweet and gentle reminder to trust him and remember that everything will be all right. Through prayer and the Holy Ghost, Heavenly Father can always be with me, so I always have someone I can rely on. Because of these wonderful experiences, I know of God's great love for me. Whitney H., Utah, USA.